Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and I hope everybody had a Merry Christmas and is looking forward to the new year. This past Sunday, we were able to gather online across all of our campuses and the whole family of churches with LifePoint Mount Vernon as well. And it was just a joy to get to do that together and close out the year together. We centered much of our discussion on Sunday morning around the Great Commission, our call to make disciples, the mission that God has given us to go into all the world and to make disciples, and also on just God's faithfulness in the midst of that and how we have seen that God prove himself to be faithful in 2020. Jesus, when he left this earth and ascended into heaven, he gave to his disciples what is called the Great Commission in Matthew 28, where he says, "Go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I've commanded you." And he starts that statement off with, "All authority belongs to him." And then he also says at the end, "And behold, I will be with you always to the very end of the age," that God promises his presence as we go and we try to make disciples. And so we took time just to reflect on how, you know, so many things have changed in 2020, but while circumstances change, God remains. He does not change, and the mission he's given us does not change. And so as we end out this year and we look into 2021, in a sense, I think we're asking that we reflect on the goodness of God, on the faithfulness of God, on how God has been so present and faithful in our church and to help us continue to make disciples. And we've seen stories of that, to reflect on that, and also to recommit ourselves to disciple making in 2021, looking forward to next year and saying, you know, Lord, don't let us be distracted by all the other things that are going on, by the conversations around politics or the direction of the country. And it certainly doesn't mean we can't engage in those things, but Lord, don't let us be distracted by anything less than the mission that you have given us, that we are, as brothers and sisters in Christ, to love the Lord our God, love our neighbors as ourselves, and to make disciples. And so I want to ask you to consider a question for a moment, and then when we close our time to pray about this, what is one thing as you close out this year and we head into 2021, and that's the time for, you know, New Year's resolutions? What is one thing you believe God is asking of you or calling you to do? One step he's calling you to take to just better align your life with his mission. What's one step you believe God's telling you that you need to take? A step of faith, a step in obedience. Maybe it's, we have talked a lot over the last year about having one person. Who's your one? Who's one person that you're praying for that is not a believer, that you could be praying that God would bring them to faith in Christ, that God would use you to bring them to faith in Christ, that he would give you opportunities to share the gospel with him? If you have that one, what is another step that God is asking you to take? Maybe God has convicted you about the time that you're spending on social media or on the news app rather than in his word or in prayer. Maybe he's convicting you about just how you're using your time overall. That is something that I feel like I'm consistently thinking through in my life. Is there just times where I'm like, Lord, I don't feel like I'm using my time necessarily the right way. And you know, there's grace and we need time for relaxing. But I think it's a good question to ask, hey, is what I'm doing, is the, you know, TV I'm watching or the time I'm spending on the smartphone, is that time the best use of my time? Are those activities the best use of my time for the sake of the kingdom? I think it's healthy to at least ask the question. But maybe, what is that one thing? Maybe you know exactly what it is, and you just need to pray about, Lord, I need to take I need to be obedient and do it. Or maybe for you, it's asking the Lord, Lord, help me to discern, is there a step that I need to take to better align my life with your mission, to focus less on the circumstances around me, less on the conversations of culture, and more on the mission of God? What is one step that I need to take to do that, to leverage my life for Christ and to obey this Great Commission, right? To make disciples, to engage in the process of making disciples of all nations, participating in the mission of God. I'm going to pray for you, and then I encourage you to take a moment to think about that and to pray about it and to ask the Lord to speak. God, I pray that in my own life, Lord, that God, what's a step that I can take to better align my life with your mission? Father, not to get distracted. Paul talks about that in his letters, Lord, that he has fought the good fight. He has run the race, that he kept focused on what he was called to do and didn't get distracted by lesser things. And Father, I pray that would be true of us as well, that we would remember why you've placed us on this earth. As we come to the close of this year and we look into a new year, Father, it is often a time of reflection. And I pray that, Father, we would reflect and we would see any areas of our lives or any ways in which we've just gotten distracted. And Father, you would help us to move forward and to refocus, to commit ourselves to your mission, because you are a good God. You are worth it. And Father, our very lives belong to you. You sent Jesus to save us. And we have a wonderful message, the message to proclaim to the world around us about the saving grace of Jesus Christ. So, Father, reveal in my own heart, speak to me about one area that I need to take a step forward. And then, God, would you speak as we pray, as each person listening takes time to pray and hear from you, God, will you speak about just a step that we need to take in obedience and faith to better align our life with the mission you've given us? Lord, we love you. And I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time to pray for yourself.